visions of bloodstained Calvary. It's one of the pivotal points in the Pilgrim's Progress is when Christian comes to the cross and his burdens roll away there. I was thinking, though, how easy it is for us to become inured or to grow accustomed to the wonder of it all. About a week and a half ago, I was reminded of this morning. My family, the family that is here today, went to a restaurant. This is something that we don't often do. Very rarely do we go to a restaurant, but my wife's cooking is so amazing that it's so much nicer to stay home. But there's this one restaurant that we go to, we frequent occasionally, and we went there as a family, and we were enjoying our usual food, and I noticed a man there that I had seen before. He was in the parking lot when we drove up, and I said, oh, he's leaving, because we had seen him there almost every time we went. But he came back into the restaurant and sat in his usual spot by the sushi bar, and I just glanced over at him occasionally and saw that he was glancing over at us occasionally, but felt nothing of it. He got up and left. I didn't even notice when he left, but the waitress came over to us and said, that man just paid for your meal. I was shocked and amazed, and because I didn't even know his name, had never really talked to him before. And on the way home, we were in quite a quandary there, because we wanted dessert. Melissa wanted dessert, and we weren't sure that if he had paid for that. But the waitress said, "Oh yeah, he's paid for everything. You know, you can have dessert. You can come back tonight." No, he didn't say that. But it was surprising to me. And I as we were going home in the car, I mentioned to Elizabeth, "You know, that really feels nice to have a total stranger do something like that for you." And then I began thinking and saying to myself, now why is it that other people don't do that for me? Why is it that this is such a strange feeling? And instead of feeling happy, I began to feel sorry for myself. Can you imagine that? And as I began thinking more, of course, my thoughts came around, and I began to think of what I am owed, or what God has done for me, so much more than a meal that passes away. I began to think of the mercy of God to me, the Word of God, the eternity that He's provided for me, and the amazing things that He's done. It can't be expressed. In 1 Corinthians, let me just turn to this so I get it right. 1 Corinthians 2:9. We heard about this recently. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. I began thinking to myself and thinking that, oh, this God that I barely knew paid the price for me in such a way that I cannot even conceive of what He's done. And I'll be thanking Him for all eternity of what He has accomplished for me. And I'm so glad that man paid for our meal that day, because it got me to thinking about these things. What a tremendous, tremendous thing God has done for each one of us, and how thankful we ought to be. Oh, the love of God, the wonder of it all. I think of George Beverly Shea singing that song. The wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. And I'm so thankful today. Now, I'd like to sing that song about Calvary with you. But, you know, this verse is really incomplete here. You can't leave it there. It goes on to say in the next verse, but God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. That's what Paul was speaking about here, really. He wasn't concentrating on the things that we cannot know or that we cannot conceive of. But he's saying that the Spirit of God reveals these things to us. And I'm so glad that that we have access to His Spirit. And as we're going to hear, I'm sure, later today, as we go in further into this chapter, it speaks about how the Spirit reveals these things to us and how we need that. But I'd like to sing with you this song first in this book, number 83, Near the Cross. And let's, as we sing this, allow God to fill us with a renewed sense of what we owe Him. How much we owe our God, and how we can come down to that cross and allow Him to fill us with the wonder of it anew.
Thanks. bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. I praise you, I praise you. With our heart and soul, mind and spirit.